Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Steady J, and, man, it is a beautiful Monday. Hot as heck, but it's still a beautiful Monday. It is 110 degrees here in Dallas, Fort Worth. It's ridiculous. But besides that, I want to go ahead, man, which makes it even more perfect for it being hot after dusk on Mondays here on Life After Dusk. It is crazy. We do a lot of crazy stuff, hot news, hot mess, all that stuff in the one. And, you know, just also the tail end of Model Month. This is the very last week of it. This week we'll be doing hot topics, so we'll be doing a lot of hot topics, and I'll be tweeting about them for tomorrow, and keep a lookout for it tonight as well. Later on tonight, you'll be able to see my Twitter as far as that, and I'll be inviting a guest panel, so be first to whoever responds first gets to be part of my guest panel for the show, and it's going to be wild bananas, whatever. But anyways, man, we got a lot of great news for today, a lot of stuff to chop up. Amy Winehouse, Diddy, a little bit of everything, man. Got a lot of big stories, so y'all stay tuned. But we're going to go ahead and do, this is going to be, because next month, it kind of catch up, next month, we're going to, not the very first week, we'll be doing back-to-back energy shows. And then after that, for the rest of August, we're going to do like a school spirit week every week. We'll start with elementary school, then work our way to middle school, then work our way into high school, and then all the way into college. So everyone be on the lookout for that. We're going to definitely do it big. And also what we're going to do as well, we're going real hard after, we'll be going after big, big, big names to have on the show every day of the whole entire time. So be on the lookout for that. And that's it, man. A lot of great stuff. It's actually going to be one of the confirmed guests already, which is doing College Week. For a lot of y'all that are very big foreign exchange fans, Justice League, all that stuff, you know, those y'all know Fonte and Zoe and whatnot. Zoe is going to be on here, and we'll be chopping up with him. A lot of great projects he's got under his belt, and I'm definitely a fan of his music. This is actually off one of the latest mixtapes that just came out, and I always love that. I just felt some really nice stuff. And this is crazy. It's like, dang, this is for free. So y'all definitely check this out. This is off of Just Visiting 3, which just recently came out about a week ago. And check it out. This features Gian Jolly. And this track is called Same Old Love. So we'll be right back on Life at the Dusk after this. All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. I am your boy, City J. That was Gian Jolly with Same Old Love. Shout out to my boy Zoe for putting that project together. And for those of you that don't know, tap you into your music history. Yes, that was a cover. They actually did a special cover of Anita Baker's Same Old Love. So, yes, that is where the sun came from. That's You Trying to Wonder. And we'll go ahead and go to some of the hot news. I don't know if I want to start first. Let's go ahead and get the negative out the way quickly. And that is just Amy Winehouse stuff, man. It's been going crazy all over Twitter, over all these different places. And one thing that's on BBM, I'm going to look at this real quick. It says, let me put this to perspective for you. It's said by a lot of people, Amy Winehouse died because she was a drug and alcohol addict and could control her own desires. Now it's over the news and it's all over the news and people are crying about it. However, at the same time, at least 92 people, mostly children, were shot and killed by a madman on the island just off of Norway. Who cried over them, though? How many of you even knew about it? It goes to show what our society really cares about and the crap that the media feeds to us. Now, who really broadcast this? So true. Rest in peace to those kids. And, it's a lot of different things I take from that. And, basically, a lot of things is going on as well, going around. My opinion, as a member of the media, a lot of times, I've watched a lot of times, a lot of people, unless it's negative and they see a bunch of negative stuff going on about it, people aren't going to support it, man. They're not really going to support it and not as much as they do. It's always sensational. Let's be sensationalized. It always be a negative connotation. Even like, for instance, when you're talking about hot mess and other stuff, some people are like really thrilled and it's a crazy story. And, the thing is, I like sharing those too, but also too, I want people to recognize some of the heartfelt stuff that goes on as well. And that's one thing in the news a lot of times happens. It gets put in the back burner because people do tend to pay this to negative. And especially if it has something, it goes towards someone who's in pop culture more than some of my people are like, who cares about Norway? Some people are probably like thinking in their heads. And the thing is, like, it's not the media all the time, The media puts out good stuff. It's about the end day. What the consumer is going to go search out for because it got big. Twitter, a lot of times Twitter is about the people who make it hot. And if people keep making a trend, then in a certain way, then that's what's going to happen. Certain things are going to trend. So it's actually on the people at the end of the day. It's not just the media. And me, as a person of the media, I just step up and say that it's just a lot of different stuff. And so I am kind of driven nuts because like Amy Winehouse, this Amy Winehouse that they haven't stopped, and it's just sad. It just goes to show that how crazy drugs are, and a lot of times, it's not just the fact that people do drugs; it's the fact that y'all overdose on them so much that you take yourself to this rock bottom point. That's where the problem comes in. How many more celebrities are going to take a dive before people start to have a wake up call? That's how I feel about the whole situation. So, Michael Jackson died as well from some crazy stuff as well. And it just goes to show. You guys got to pay attention. Like people just. The sip and drink and stuff, and it's like really, like, oh man, I don't care, man. I'm just living my life. That's craziness. Like, stop overindulging. I always say too much of a good thing can kill you, too. So, for people, because I know that's going to be the tendency of my world. What about this? What about that? What about that? You got to take stuff in moderation, man. People just overdo things. So, that's just what I got to say with the whole situation. I'm going to keep it moving off of that. I don't know about y'all. This is positive news to me. I'm very excited. If this is actually going through, I am freaking crunk as heck. And this is a Top Story Media Takeout. Shout out to Media Takeout for having a great top story. I love it when you guys have stuff that I actually care about, truly care about, and in a positive light. That is nothing better than to see that when you guys do have stories like that. And there is a story you guys are talking about, J-Lo and Diddy. Wow. And this is like, well, guys, this is really true. This is crazy. All right, so let's go ahead and catch up and see what they got going on. Okay, so there's a snitch that says that Diddy and Jennifer have broken up communication when their relationship ended nearly a decade ago. The insider claims that Jennifer reached out to Diddy late last year when she realized the marriage to Mark Anthony was not working. The insider, who was close to Diddy, told me to take out. Diddy was not expecting Jennifer to call him. They hadn't spoken in years, and all of a sudden she's calling. So it's just calling and texting. And at these two instances, Diddy and Jennifer actually physically met up, and some things popped up between them. Da 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 da. Woo to the woo woo. And they learned last Wednesday night, J Lo flew to New York City and went on a date with Diddy at New York's top restaurant. Felipe Child. So, man, we're going to stop. I'm going to stop there. It's really going any further. At the end of the day, man, if this is true, I am a crunk because I don't know about y'all, but he used to make us happy when we saw Diddy. I don't know about y'all, but when I saw Diddy and J-Lo were together, that was a good-looking couple. Pause, some people are going to be like, oh, you're trying to say Diddy, you know, come on, guys. I mean, let's be mature. They were a good-looking couple, man. They, you know, every time you saw them, the music videos and stuff just added up. And I don't care if people say it was for publicity. They were probably talking to each other for publicity. J-Lo was talking to him to get her career popping and stuff. I don't really care. I just know at the end of the day, it did look very natural. And it was two people who just natural stars, who walk around natural stars, who, you know, have that edge to themselves that it looks good together seeing them. So it helped. It brought the Hispanic community together, it brought the Black community together, and brought those two communities together. Just like you say, wow, man. And that kind of sparked a lot of stuff between people, you know, haven't seen that kind of stuff. Like, you know, you start seeing a lot of brothers start trying to talk to different Latino women extra hard. They're seeing that kind of stuff there. And, wow, I got to say the end of the day is, if this is true, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's right. Right, Mark Anthony, this, that, and the other, or whatnot. At the end of the day, I'm just saying that this is the case. I'm happy. I'm sorry I had to take the fact that it had to take the divorce of Mark Anthony to happen. But the thing was, they were happy. And you could tell they were making songs and stuff like each other. And Diddy had videos of chicks trying to emulate her. And it was just ridiculous. Like, you could tell the dude really just had, like, that woman was in his heart. And he always been deeply in mad and love with her. So, you know, big up to that. I want to see what's going to come out of it. And big up, man, it's really big ups to y'all, man. Really big ups. As far as catch up on other big stuff, too, we got my girl, Miss Entice, for Model Month. She is an official winner for Model Month, and she held it down so hard. She just blew the whole competition out the water. It was definitely fun watching, and I'm very glad to see the sponsors got involved. Shout out to LXF Clothing. Shout out to my girl Andrea's Designs, where she does a lot of graphic designs and whatnot. Shout out to The Wave Magazine for being involved as well, which they are the official magazine of the Dust Spot, baby. We also shout out to my girl J. Cole Designs, and that's actually a nice jewelry, a handmade jewelry company, and big ups to them for getting involved as well. And just big ups to everyone just That was the whole month, man. I mean, y'all really took this to the next level, and I'm just like in awe and just glad that you guys decided, you guys took time out, and even when we had crazy schedules going on, still found a way to make it work and put on a great show, put on a great month. I'm just very happy. Y'all understand how crunk I am. I'm like on a whole other mountain right now. So big ups for that. And you can also check out some of the stuff you're doing left on. That's why we've changed the other stuff again. Of course, because now the model is up to the tail end, I wanted to go ahead and revamp everything. And it reflects, our winner has been some tights in the new banner and whatnot. You also go to Dust Divine Model Group on the site, and you go there, and wow. I mean, we did the whole banner for that, too. So a lot of great stuff coming out of it. Like I said, I'm just glad to have you all be great supporters and see. And it's continuing to help each other grow, man. The Dust Spot is not just any old site. When I ask people to join it, I'm not asking you to join it just to join it. I think it's a very good place for y'all to kind of mingle and connect and be able to promote freely without having to feel like, you're on Twitter, just your spam because you're promoting, or you're Facebook, you're saying that you're promoting. It's all about how you do. It's all about how you do it, and that's why it helps you be quality, try to produce quality promoting, and get to the people who really are truly trying to work in that same industry as you. So continue to grow, and let's see. We might go ahead and close out early. Yes, we are. All right. So go ahead. Just once again, thank you guys for coming through, and remember the Dust Spot at DUSKSTOT.com is where you should go. And also check out go to Facebook, type in the Dust Spot and the space out, and go ahead and like us in there, and just have some great fun with it. And everything, remember this, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember where there's a J. Oh, where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life at the Dust Live. It's your boy, City J. Be prepared for the guest panels this week and the guest topic. So be prepared.